Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ahead of the incoming Trump administration, get this, the Biden administration is auctioning off materials used to build the southern border wall.
And when it comes to that, some whole segments are going for as little as $5. But one of Texas's top leaders vows he's not going to let it happen.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has a plan to take back those wall segments.
Speaking on Fox News, Patrick laid his plan on the table.
I will bid on all of that wall, and we will buy it in Texas, and we will give it to Donald Trump.
The lieutenant governor also revealed a $1 billion budget he said would be used solely for this effort. Patrick says the American taxpayers paid for the southern border wall to be constructed, so Trump should have the opportunity to rebuild it when he takes office next month. He adds further that border security officials, including the incoming border czar Tom Homan, mean business in Texas. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tensions are growing in the search for a new Dallas city manager, even as the candidate pool is narrowing. For some city council members, it's too narrow. There are only 4 current semifinalists left.
Not what we expected when you proposed it, and looking at them, it seems like it should have been a larger pool.
Councilmember Kara Mendelson says going from 50 initial applicants to 4 semifinalists is an incredible jump. An outside firm was mostly responsible for recruiting candidates and marketing the city manager job. That firm also claims some candidates may have withdrawn following the November election. Dallas's city manager will have to hire a new police chief and add 900 police officers, big job, while bearing the knowledge that a lawsuit can be brought against the city under Proposition S. A special meeting is called for next Monday to discuss more steps Dallas can take in its city manager search.
Yeah, and just remember, you know, the Dallas city manager has more power than the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it is such a big, big job. Well, Plano police searching for hit-and-run drivers who slammed their car into a child and then just drove away without stopping. Now, this all happened Tuesday morning. The kid was heading to school. It was caught on video, and afterward, the child visibly terrified but able to get up and keep going towards school. NBC5's Candace Sweat says neighborhood parents are scared, too.
John and Susie Seipert live just yards away from where it happened. They've seen the video. Now they're worried not only for their 2 small children, but their neighbors as well.
There's kids always walking through here. We have probably a couple dozen kids on the street of all ages. We have a lot of really little kids.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 5-year-old daughter, and you know, if that would have been her, she probably would have severely hurt, if not worse.
Well, that's NBC5's Candace Sweat. Plano police still have not identified the driver, but they're looking.
A bill is filed to protect Texans from fentanyl poisoning.
Hayes County Representative Erin Zwiener wants to legalize testing strips that would detect the presence of the drug. She says there are a lot of fake pills floating around.
People are not, in general, going out and looking to buy fentanyl. They think they have something else, but sometimes there's this deadly dose of fentanyl.
She says Texans cross into Mexico as well to buy pharmaceuticals, and studies have found these medications are contaminated often with fentanyl. She says these strips are a tool to keep people alive. The Democrat says testing strips are not drug paraphernalia. They have no value to drug dealers. This bill passed the House last session, but got no further. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the man prosecutors say was the mastermind behind the death of a former OU football player in a Dallas Airbnb has been found guilty of capital murder. Antoine Franklin was accused of being the brains behind the murder of his friend, Devontae Lampkin, in May of 2022. Franklin was sentenced to life in prison. Well, not quite what the Stars were hoping for in a return to action.
A rough return from a three-night absence from the ice for the Dallas Stars, who got blindsided by the Nashville Predators 4-1. And post-game Stars head coach Pete DeBoer was less than pleased.
Not close to competitive enough. Disappointing. And it was everybody, you know. Our video review coaches were our best players tonight by far.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, take a moment to think about this. Every dollar you donate to the North Texas Food Bank, every dollar provides three meals for a neighbor in need. Listen to the impact you can make. This is Sarah Burns.
The great thing about this virtual food drive through KRLD is that participants can go on the website and select already chosen canned food and shelf-stable food and even fresh foods for distribution that are nutritious.
Now, if you just go to KRLD.com and click on the Raise Your Hand virtual food drive, you're going to see what she's talking about. So, you know, just say, for example, if you donate $40, that gets 40 jars of cashew butter, $35, 45 cans of canned fruit. You know, they buy in bulk, so they get a discount. So they can really, really stretch those dollars. So even donating a dollar or $3 can really make a big impact for our friends in need. So go to KRLD.com, click on the Raise Your Hand virtual food drive. You all are doing an amazing job. We've raised more than $18,000 so far, but we want to get past, I'm going to challenge you to get to $25,000. This is the last day of the event.
It is.
I think we can get there.
Yeah, this wraps up tonight at 7 o'clock. And of course, you can give to the North Texas Food Bank, you know, year round. But as far as this campaign goes, it wraps up tonight at 7 o'clock, and then we're going to stop. We're not going to ask you for any more money for the North Texas Food Bank. And it's so easy to donate. Just go to KRLD.com right now and click on the virtual fundraiser, and you can make a donation right there. Simple to do.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
North Texas families shouldn't have to choose between rent, medicine, and groceries, yet for many people, that is their reality. North Texas Food Bank CEO Tricia Cunningham tells us it's a tough time for so many people.
But we know that right now, whenever you have to start turning the heat on, utility costs go up, children are out of school for break, so they don't get those additional meals that they would have during the holiday season. Whenever they're off on break, they're having to provide that additional meals and nourishment for the family.
Yeah, and the need just keeps growing. More than 100 million meals provided last year, and they're going to need even more this coming year. And this holiday season, nobody needs to go without. That is why we are asking for your help with the Raise Your Hand KRLD North Texas Food Bank virtual food drive. Just go to KRLD.com, click on that Raise Your Hand logo, and help us meet our goal. Hey, we want to make it to at least $25,000 today. And today's the last day.
It is.
It
of
is
this.
The last day.
7 o'clock tonight. We're now less than 12 hours.
And we need somebody to step up in a really big way. Now, we know that not everyone can do that, but I think there's a business out there that could really, you know, pitch in here. or maybe someone who just wants to give back. Maybe you've been a recipient of help at one time in your life.
Yeah, love that.
And this is your time to pay that back and help people in need. So your $1,000, John's going to do the math for me here, can really help a lot of people. It can provide 10,000 meals.
Well, yeah.
3,000 meals.
Yeah, I wasn't going to correct you. I was going to let you do it. But yeah, you're exactly right. It's an incredibly worthy cause, and we want to see you donate today.
We are the station at DFW for market and business updates brought to you by Trajan Wealth. Here's our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Stock market's still searching for a direction. It's been that sort of a week. The Dow Industrials Average has really been dragged down by United Health and to some degree the other insurers, but in particular United Health this week. And it accounts for most of the loss that we've seen in the Dow for the week, down 1.6% or 728 points. The S&P average just on any given day is a little higher, a little lower. As we said, it's down a little over 0.5% for the week, while the NASDAQ is up about 0.25%. We've seen fresh all-time highs in Meta and Amazon. Apple's been doing really well. Microsoft has come back to life. And, of course, Tesla, you know, going back to the election, I mean, Tesla has just absolutely soared to new all-time highs. Now, if we open right now, then I'd be up 63 points, certainly not enough to salvage the week. The NASDAQ would be up another 194 points. That would put us in the green for the week, and the S&P average up 26. Individual stocks out there, Broadcom is the latest one to give guidance about artificial intelligence. They said it is a massive opportunity for them. They're saying AI product orders up 65%, and that stock is soaring here pre-opening. It's up over 10%. Restoration Hardware, RH, they call themselves now, is up 18%. They've raised their outlook. They said they've made it through an entirely tough housing market. And despite the, you know, the higher interest rates that are continuing, that they see the demand for high-end items is very, very high. Costco has been up. It's been down. Right now, it looks flat. Costco's numbers were awfully good, and they say their e-commerce business is up substantially. European markets generally are flat, and the Asian markets took a nosedive overnight. Right now, looks like a slight rally coming on Wall Street with the Dow Industrials Average implied open up 54 points. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. 727 here at News Radio 1080 KRLD. Happening right now, if you're pulling into downtown Dallas and you're seeing a lot of activity around Dallas City Hall, some police lights down there, you'll want to know that that is actually part of the Dallas Marathon weekend. There is a run that just started this morning at 7 o'clock that basically just runs around City Hall. So it's a short run. Then a longer run takes place tomorrow. And then the big run, the marathon, is on Sunday. 728 here.
Yeah, and this Saturday at Riders Field in Frisco, it's a big toy drive, and they're trying to hit it out of the park for children in need. It's called Pitch In for Toys. It's awesome, and it benefits Kemp's Kids, which was founded by MLB outfielder Matt Kemp, and he's hoping to fill up a truck of holiday gifts for kids at the event.
You know, we give them bikes, you know, all the kind of fun things that kids want during Christmas and need during Christmas, coats, socks, all kinds of different stuff. We kind of cover all the bases of the underprivileged and just help out in any way we can.
The family-friendly event is from 12 to 3 coming up on Saturday, and it includes food, activities, a visit from Santa as well.
I mean, who wouldn't want to see Santa?
Absolutely.
Every time you see Santa, I hear it in Will Ferrell's voice.
Santa!
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.